Okay, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, we're going to give a beautiful summary of the Netivot Shalom in this week's Parsha. The Netivot Shalom asks the following question. The Pasuk says, the verse says that Yaakov was scared. He was scared of Esav on a simple level. Esav was coming back with 400 men. It was a scary situation. What if he did damage to his family? But Netivot Shalom asked a simple question. God himself promised that he would protect Yaakov Avinu. Now, if God himself promises that he's going to protect you, he's going to protect you. And Yaakov was a man of faith. So where was the trust? Why was he scared? Why was he so scared? Now, of course, there are many, many explanations we could suggest. Perhaps he wasn't just scared of being killed. He was scared of killing. That's what Rashi suggests, which is a deep explanation. But Netivot Shalom has a beautiful answer, Al Derech Hasidus. He says that Esav here symbolizes the Yetzer Hara. And Yaakov Avinu was not afraid, per se, of Esav killing him. Yaakov was afraid that being around a guy like Esav would have a negative spiritual effect on him. That was the fear. He knew he'd be okay physically, but hanging around Esav could have a negative spiritual effect. Maybe that explains later why Yaakov gets away from Esav as soon as possible after he's reconciled with him. He doesn't want to have a negative spiritual experience with this Esav guy. So now, the Netivot Shalom breaks it down. There are two elements of what Esav represents. There's Miad Achi and Miad Esav. There's from my brother and from Esav. So what does that mean? The Esav aspect of Esav is the bad actions, the corrupt actions that Esav would tempt Yaakov to do, the outright sins. First of all, he's praying to God that he shouldn't do any bad actions. But the more tricky element is the brother aspect of Esav, where it seems like the Yetzer Hara is on our side. But if we look deeply and we're honest with ourselves, he's a tricky brother, but he's trying to get us to go off the wrong path. So what am I talking about? So for example, thoughts at the wrong time. So let's say I'm learning Torah and pops into my head all these thoughts about other things I got to take care of that are not really emergencies, but they seem urgent. Or WhatsApp binging my phone while I just made my charuta, while I made my set time to learn. That would be a mini Achi Esav distracting me from focusing what I really should be focusing. Or for example, in tefillah, how often does it happen that we have the most brilliant, productive, important hush of thoughts right when we start our Shemoneh Esrei somehow? And we convince ourselves subconsciously that it's okay because these are important thoughts, but really we know that this is an Esav. It's distracting us from what we really should be focusing on, which is the words of tefillah. Or even sometimes the Torah itself can be a little bit of a Yetzer Hara. Let's say we're in the middle of doing a chesed, and we need to be intensely focused on the chesed instead, or learning Torah, or I'll even admit sometimes I want to listen to a shiur while I should be focusing on biking, or focusing on whatever I should be focusing on. And sometimes even, this isn't Tiva Shalom, this is me, but sometimes even the Torah, I think, can be a little bit of a distraction. We have to be in whatever we're in and be in it completely. And I'll add one more thought about what this Achi Esav could be. Again, this is really more my thoughts than the Netivot Shalom, but I think it applies really beautifully. A lot of times, our mind convinces ourselves that it's a good idea to be upset or sad about something. Something negative happens to us, and we stay in that mood. And we convince ourselves that we got to stay in that mood, because if we just get out of it right away and we become happy, you know, we're going to make that same mistake again. Or, you know, we got to stay angry because we got to show them who's boss. Or we got to keep dwelling over and over and over on our brain at what the solution is when we're in a bad mood, because we need to solve this problem. But the truth is, if we ask ourselves at a calm time, we know that when we're in a bad mood, that's not really a good time to come up with solutions for problems. We're in a bad place. Our mind is not working properly. We're not thinking straight. And if we were honest, we would think to ourselves, we would know that dwelling on the negativity just makes the negativity worse. Dwelling on the anger just makes the anger worse. Of course, there's a little bit of truth that the anger, the sadness is there to propel us into greater action, to do the right thing. And of course, we need to sit down and brainstorm as to how to become a better person and learn from every experience. But most of the time, it's not right after that event. It's not when we're sad. It's not when we're angry. That's not really the right time. And it's just our Yetzer Hara masked as Yetzer Tov that's trying to bring us down into depression, into anger, into making, into wasting our lives and not choosing joy. So we got to fight against this Yetzer Hara. So how do we fight against it? Well, we know Yaakov Avinu prepared himself, according to Chazal, in three ways. Through prayer, through war, and through bribes. So Tivo Shalom explains. Well, prayer, that's the most important element before any way we can overcome our Yetzer Hara. The best way to overcome it is by praying down, asking God to help him. And the one who asks for help, God helps him. So we can't achieve our goals without asking for help from God. War is standing up and saying, I'm going to war against Yetzer Hara. I'm not going to get distracted from my Torah thoughts. I'm not going to focus on anything but davening. And deciding no matter what, I'm fighting. I'm going to do the right thing no matter what. I'm getting this Yetzer Hara out of here. Bribe is the most interesting one. Tivo Shalom explains that bribe is when, really, ideally, I should be learning for the right reasons, just lishma, just for God. I should be davening for the right reasons. But I know myself that right now I'm not motivated enough to do the right reasons. So the bribe is when you give yourself other reasons to do the mitzvah. You come to the shir for the cholent, or you have other ways of kind of bribing yourself to do the right thing. And there are times when we need to use tricks, psychological tricks, so that our brain keeps up the good habits, and ultimately, Bezrat Hashem, we will come to doing these things more and more from a pure place. So it's a beautiful, beautiful classical teaching of Netivat Shalom, taking these very pshat questions and bringing it into our personal Avodat Hashem. May Hashem help us, and may we daven that we conquer the Esavs on the physical level, but also our spiritual levels, conquer our spiritual Esavs slowly, slowly. Please Hashem, may it be an amazing Shabbos. Good Shabbos.